This is Terrell Roper, extension pomologist at Utah State University. Did your fruit trees flower and set fruit this spring? If not, what can be done to encourage flowering and fruit set? In this segment, we'll explore some common problems and how to mitigate them. If your trees are young, less than 4 years in the ground, you may not get any or few flowers. In the first 2 to 3 years, it is best to remove all fruit from trees. Trees that are allowed to have fruit too soon don't develop the vegetative growth that is required to bear crops of fruit in later years. Remove the fruit early in the season to encourage vegetative growth. If your trees produced very heavy crops last year, they may not produce many flowers or fruit this year. On the other hand, if you lost the 2020 crop to frosts, your trees may have set a huge crop this year. This is called alternate bearing, and it can be a significant problem if you have a heavy crop of fruit. It needs to be thinned. Apple and peach fruit should be roughly 6 inches apart on limbs. When thinning, you will likely remove more fruit than is left. Try to leave the largest fruit as you thin. Thinning will improve fruit size this year and will encourage flower buds to develop for next year as well. Many apple and peach trees want to grow branches that grow straight up. Positioning limbs from vertical towards horizontal reduces the vegetative vigor and encourages formation of flower buds for the following year. These buds are already forming on fruit trees for the 2022 crop. You can encourage limbs to be less vertical by hanging weights on them or by using twine to tie them to a less vertical position. Sometimes older apple trees become reluctant to set fruit. If this happens, they can be encouraged to produce fruit buds by taking a clean knife and making a single cut all the way around the trunk, about a foot above the ground level in early June. Cut about 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch deep. This is Terrell Roper, extension pomologist at Utah State University.